That's how I got thrown. Okay, so Lachur, it's a very modern Indian over here, the different Shishah and so on. So Lamaisa, it goes like this. The morale always says that things that go with the Ktsava, or the schoolas of the number three, as opposed to the number one, is a complete Achdus. Number two is a machlokas. Number three is a hachra, and the maila of hachra is that you have the one that's yotze ki'ilu mitoich the other three. It's a difference, Marshall. Let's take an example. You ask a person, what's the right temperature for something, to cook something? And the person says, this is the right temperature. Unless he gets it right. So he it's good, he cooks it, and it comes out good. Let's say somebody else made a mistake, he tried a few times, and once he did it too hot, and once he did it too cold, and finally it came out right. So he knows a lot better.
Hello, I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe it's my phone, I'm not sure. So I tried a different phone now. So the mile of knowing it from Shalish, is that the person actually knows it mikoyach the shlila of the ktsavis. So when a person knows something from one, they knows it directly hitting the nekuda. So he's right, but he doesn't know it from not knowing the edges. Also, it's a lot more of a it's a lot more of a precise emes. Let's take an example where you see it. If I think of an inyan and I come to a maskana, and let's say I'm a chabim to the emes, that's good. Let's say I stole it avek as a shaila, and I have a kategor and a sanega. I have a maiminim and I have a masmilim. So, and every single point, the min says like this, the smoil says like this, and I'm oimid on the nekudas emes, which is not a stira, not to the min and not to the smoil. That's a very, very powerfully precise way to get to the emes. If I have two people going at each other, each one is going to say exactly, he's going to, every mokum taina this and the other person, he's going to be mala that taina, vice versa. So what we're left with is like a very precise knage that it must be exactly this way and it can't be any other way. That is the, I think, the inyan of the Tlisa. There's a very, very fascinating Gemara. There's a Chazal in Erevin. And we're, I think, in the Dalet, where the sugya is over there with the Torah and so on. It says that Bnei Golol were not, the Torah wasn't a sky in Bidehem. So one thing was that it wasn't a Briris HaLashon. Another place it also says because they didn't learn from one Rav. And there's a bit of steer at that. In some places it says, I mean, there was a famous Chassidish saying that the Rebbes weren't happy when Chassidim used to wander the few Rebbes. So there was a saying from the Rebbes that the peasants have a common wisdom that a calf that nurses from two cows gets some sort of some sort of rash. And I assume the medical wisdom of that is that there's an allergy, that it's allergic to whatever. So it is to say the same thing, that you can't, you're not supposed to be yoinik teira from Tura Beyim, because it affects each other, and the person goes in different directions. So there's an emes to it. There's an akuda of emes, and then there's an akuda that's not emes. In b'teiras havamina, b'teiras tzdodim, I have to take tzdodim. I can never ever be oimera emes unless I see tzdodim. But how to be machria between the two? That's a certain mesiris. That's a certain knate that I get from a rebbe. In other words, at the end of the day, it's a certain netiyah hadas. You can't have two netiyas hadas, but if you take Lamashal, if you take a big people like, for example, Chaim Brisker, who had a certain derech, a certain mahal, a certain knech, so that's a knech. But it's always he gets his point by weighing the Rambam and the Raivet, by weighing two tzedarim and inyan. The metzias of Talmud is kasha teretz. It's a back and forth between tzedarim and the final hachra. So Torah mitzaretz metzias belongs to Yaakov, who is the shlishi, and the shlishi is the machria between the two. That is the mid of emes in a certain way, because it's makif the other tzedarim as well. It says that the reason it's very interesting. The reason why we paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, it says the Gemara says because it included, because they were makdim divreihem of Shammai before divreihem. So the pshat is Beis Hillel in his taina includes his yachsus to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai in his taina does not include his yachsus to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel includes, so just like in fact there's a din you go kvasa basra, a cloud, go basa basra, because we assume they saw the katmar and they incorporated it somewhere. Here also we say that it was aimed on it, and he incorporated it somehow. So the emes of the Torah is a plisor because it contains in itself mentes parim le heta, mentes parim le issa, mentes parim le tumah, mentes parim le tara, and Torah is a machria b'nehem. That is the mile of shlish, and that's why Yaakov Avinu, the shalosh is that, and the mile of that is it never goes off on it never strays off on what the Maral calls the ktzaveis, because as soon as it moves one split here to the left, the right pulls on it. It moves one split second to the right, the left pulls on it. There's a constant tug of war which keeps it in line.
I mean, the bechina of tlisa by the Torah Rebbe saying it is the fact that there's memtes panim lekan lekan. I mean, that's...
I'm sorry, what?
I don't understand exactly the bechina of tlisa in the actual Torah itself. I mean,
because
sometimes by some things you find that the mosaic of memtes panim by saying...
But the seichel is always a machria. In other words, when the ikur is meiser, there is no... In other words, let's say I tell you, build a road here. So in the pa'ula part of it, you're building a road here. It doesn't include anything else. It's advice of building a road here. In the seichel part of it, building a road here tells me lafuki not doing anything and lafuki building a road somewhere else. In the world of seichel, any statement that's meaningful is coming... Lafuki of its tzedarim as well. There are two types of when you take out instructions how to build a chais. You buy a table and you get instructions how to build it. Those instructions don't have tzedarim. They're how to build this table. When somebody thinks how one ought to build a table, that includes in itself a hachra between different tzedarim. There could have been different eifanim, and I'm being machria between different eifanim. So in the seichel of the mitzvahs, in the chelik of shmiras ha'teira, shmiras mitzvahs, which is the learning and understanding of the mitzvahs, we include different tzedarim as well.
I mean, don't you find that, I mean, lahavdil, by any ideology or any religion, any time you propose any type of philosophy or any statement, so you also have that bechina of tlisol.
Yes, but this is in Torah itself. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam did not only give us mitzvahs and say, do this. If the Rebbeinu Shel Olam give us a ketzer shocharuch, we'd have an olam mitzvahs, and we'd be fortunate that we can do the mitzvahs, which perfect us and bring us to chayil olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, which means it's a whole new dimension of Torah. The limud haTorah is an entirely new dimension because it includes the tefisa in Torah, the tzadim, and therefore the final, what I should do with it. So Torah includes in itself the tzadim. The emes of Torah in the world of Maisa is just Maisim Tovim. It doesn't have emes with a capital Aleph. The emes of Torah in the Limud Shabbai is emes because it includes all the tzadim of Lekan Lekan. If somebody does like Bishamay's Mishai B'Nafshay, if somebody learns Mishnayos without mentioning Bishamay's name, he cuts out the Bishamay, he's Megal upon Torah Shalak Halacha. Without learning Bishamay and Beisila where it's part of Amazars, we don't have Torah. That's not Torah. Beisila without Bishamay is not Torah. The Hachra is where it's at. This whole music of Achra is a very deep music. I'll just let me throw out two or three things. Without going into it at all, one of the Chalakim of the Zohar speaks about a very deep inyanim. It's called Safed Tzniyasa, which is a very, very deep. It's Kilo de Mishnayas of Kabbalah. It's one of the Chalakim embedded in the Zohar. And it starts off with this inyan where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a mishkol, with a mishkol to weigh the different tzadim. And that's a very, very prominent nekuda, that the mishkol means it's the weighing between two sides with a nekuda in the middle that's machriya lekan lekan. You find a series of machlokes. Beshame b'shul v'chaylik, whether shemaim nevetchila, oretz nevetchila, Rav Shimon Yochai says, tamo ani, on avos olam, I think the lashon is, the olam, avos olam, that achnechalk was there, they were nivru b'yachad, like ilfis and ekteira, like ilfis and kisuyav, and it says, and it brings a pasik, amdu yachdav, or and he's machriya. We have a klal of psak that the halach is kedivi ha-machriya. The shayla is sometimes whether it's just a sheet of shlishis and it's not a machriya. Not every sheet of shlishis is machriya. It could be just three sheetas, but not that it's achro between the two. But achro is a very powerful nekuda of being able to find the point of commonness where both are emes. Muscle ma'adav adayma, like in algebra, when you solve for two unknowns, x and y, you can. One of the ways to do it is you can graph each one, and at the point that the two lines intersect, there you have the answer. In other words, the point that fits both a and b is the answer. So A has its own mahalach, B has its own mahalach. There's one nekuda that is equally nachin to A and to B. That is the koyach of achra. It's very interesting. The Gemara says that talacha. I mean, when somebody goes to Bezdin and Bezdin makes a pshara, which was one of the pretty much they do, most people feel that it's a weak psak. That it's a cop-out, Bezdin doesn't have a paskin, or whatever it is. The truth is, a pshara, the Gemara says, is odif, levasei aladin, it's odif, it's a big mile in a Bezdin. Understandably, a pshara doesn't mean you take the baby and slice it in half. A pshara is, you divide up the thing in Suffolk according to the relative merits of the Taina. In other words, what you feel would be, if one argument is much stronger than the other one, many more tzedakim that you feel stronger, you reflect that in the psak din. It's not, I mean, it takes a chalas adah, it's not a very easy one. But the Gemara says that that's better, it's cheshiva than a pure psak. Because in a sense, the pshara will be a psak din that will take both tzedakim into account. And that is only shem. That type of thing let's give it a certain muscle. In the world of physical gishamim, material bodies, two bodies cannot coexist in one place at one time. It's either my chair is there or my table is there. Chair and my table can't be one spot. That's, by definition, anything that I'm a gushim are like that. Ideas, it could be conflicting ideas, like Avram told Loite Maimina, Smiler and Smiler Maimina, you know, there's no room for both Avram and Loite. But there are times when the two Nekudas can intersect. It says by Aaron and Moshe when they met, it says, I think, Shalom Vemis Nifkashu, that there was a meeting. The Kuda, where two midas so different were able kissed, they found a point of common Nekuda. So the Nekuda of commonness in Ruchnius, that's called the Nekuda of Achra. The Nekuda where both, just like when I take a scale and I'm machriya the scale, what happens is I position it at a point where the two extremes exert a similar pull to the Nekuda in the middle. Even the most primitive scale, that's what happens. When one side weighs down the other, it doesn't just fly down. It goes down until its length times its weight will equal the other length times its weight in a way that, in other words, the two poles will cancel each other out. That's the way a primitive scale works. You are balancing two different weights, and when the point at which you reach a perfect balance, you'll know from that, you'll know the relative weights of each one. So in the world of Torah, you have the world of Torah, meaning the dimension of Havana, Yediyah, and Tfisa in the area of Torah, as you know, Torah meaning Shmiras HaMitzvahs in the big picture, contains in it a mini term called Torah in the sense of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the only chelik of Torah that has in itself, that is an expression of Perech Achra, and it's kula the inyan of being Machriya. That's what it is. And so that's what he said, the Brich Achmana. Each one, I don't know the specific ones, what they, you know, Yachli saw, what this, what, you know, being the third of Betten, but Al Kaponim, he was pointing out that Torah is shaykh to the world of Lisaws. And Yaakov is the third one, and he has that Mahalach. I also speak that that's why it's called, it's Yasher. Yaakov is called Yeshur in Lashon Yasher, because you just like when you pull something taut, it stays, it's straight because it's being pulled. If a person has a sheet on his bed and it's creased, if he pulls it tightly to every corner and there's a tug in every single corner, it'll be very straight. That's the same thing over here. The yashrus of Klal Yisrael, as expressed in the fact that they're Anshei Torah, is this nekuda of being, because they're pulled equally in different directions, they always focus on the point of Yashrus. The Yaakov was called Yisrael, actually, from the solution of Yashrus. So that chelik is specific to Torah. That's why Yaakov is Midas HaEmes, because Emes for us is also, it's the result of taking Avram and Yitzchak and balancing one against the other. That's where you get a meat of Emes. I'm here for Gosun Tishiv. Is there any question, anything? Anybody wants to ask something? Or?
Nope.
No, I don't think.
Okay. It's short. I probably have to leave. I don't have access to ride.
No problem.
Okay.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
So next week, we'll learn him at Hashem, and then the